Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of iPanna for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health present It's Time to Smile
with Eddie Cantor. Time to smile, time to wear a grin. That's the style. Put a dimple in your chin. Let your troubles ride from your fireside through the countryside, cross the great divide. Push your cares aside, find the sunny side. Time to smile.
And here he is, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Harry, I've had more fun today opening telegrams, presents. So fast, I've only been out here a second. Come in. Why, it's Al Jolson. Al, what are you doing here?
Well, Eddie, I came here tonight as a representative of the American Theater to congratulate you and Ida on your 27th wedding anniversary.
Well, thanks, Al. You know, Al, you were my best friend, even when I was a bachelor. And I remember how surprised you were when I told you I was going to marry Ida.
Yes, Eddie. But when you did get married, I knew it was going to last. After all, you're a very sincere guy. You were in love with her. And besides, when you pay $2 for a license, brother, you're going to get your money's worth.
Well, your joke doesn't fit because I didn't pay for the license. Ida did.
I was only kidding, Eddie. There are a lot of happily married people in the show business, but you and Ida stand out above them all. It's like a lovely fairy tale.
You mean Cinderella and Prince Charming?
No, Beauty and the Beast, you mongrel.
Is that so? Well, why don't you take a good look at yourself? You've got wrinkles in your face, your hair is thinning out, and you've got bags under your eyes.
Yeah? Don't you wish you looked as good?
No. Mr. Jolson, I'm still a young man, and I wouldn't have bags under my eyes.
Mr. Cantor, under those eyes, you could have a trunk.
Oh, Albert.
Truthfully, though, Eddie, after all these years, you do look amazingly youthful. How do you manage to keep looking so young?
Well, I keep good hours. I get to bed early every night. I get 10 hours sleep. I get up early, take a brisk walk. I stick to a healthy diet. And besides, 3 times a day, I get a shot of adrenaline. But, Al, how do you manage to keep looking so young?
Well, Eddie, I get plenty of fresh air, and every night I sleep next to an open $2 mutual window.
Even in the old days, you used to go for those horses. Ah, the old days.
The old days.
Al, remember when we played in Vaudeville together, what pals we were?
Yes, Eddie, put it there, old boy, real pals.
Yes, indeed. And what an attraction we were, out in lights. It's at Cantor and Jolson, huh?
Yeah. Jolson and Cantor.
Cantor and Jolson.
Jolson and Cantor.
Look, Al, if you want to be a ham about this thing, if you want first billing, all right. Out in lights, it said Al Jolson.
That's better.
Of Cantor and Jolson. Ah, but you were a terrific star. Al, you know that I was always influenced by the songs you sang?
Really?
Gosh, when you sang April Showers, I went out and got a raincoat. When you sang California, Here I Come, I got a home in Beverly Hills. When you sang In My Merry Oldsmobile, I got a car.
Hey, Eddie, didn't I used to sing Sonny Boy?
So long ago, who could remember? But I do remember you and the jazz singer. Yes, Al? You came along with the jazz singer and started talking pictures.
Yes, Eddie. Then you came along with 40 Little Mothers and finished them.
Well, you can't keep making smash hits. Even the greatest, most talented star in the world has made mistakes.
Yes, I guess I have.
Go away, Al. But you've done so many things in show business, it's no wonder you've lost some of your energy.
Eddie, what are you saying? Jolie has still got plenty of pep. Why, my last show, Hold On Your Hats, I sang 10 songs. And for the big finish, I got down on my knee and I sang Mammy.
What do you mean, got down? You fell down.
But wait a minute, Eddie. Wait a minute, old boy. Let's not talk about me.
Yeah.
I came here to listen to you tell the folks about your 27 years of marriage, your honeymoon, your courtship, your wedding.
Al, will you ever forget my wedding? It was beautiful, gosh. The whole place was decorated, and the flower girl. The little flower girl was so cute.
Well, as far as that goes, May Robeson is still a cute little girl.
Oh.
Where did you go on your honeymoon, Eddie?
Why, you know, we went to Niagara Falls.
Oh, Niagara Falls. And say, you probably had to be careful how you spent your money in those days, Eddie.
Well, who cared about money? All I was thinking of was Ida. I took her to the most expensive hotel in Niagara Falls, and we were so lovesick, Al.
Yeah.
We spent half the night sitting in the lobby, necking.
Oh, God. Why didn't you go to your room?
Who had a room?
Stop kidding, Eddie. Stop kidding. You did have a room. And that Hotel Niagara Falls still feels highly honored at having had you and Ida as a honeymoon guests. In fact, they still have the register that you signed, Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Cantor. They still have the key that opened the door to your bridal suite. And Eddie?
Yes?
They still have your baggage.
Al, I thought you came here to congratulate me.
Pardon me, Mr. Cantor.
Well, Dinah Shaw, bless the stars. Yes?
I want to congratulate you.
Well, thank you, but I want to congratulate you.
Why me?
Well, sing, Dinah, then everybody will know exactly why.
What?
There's dew upon the ground, and not a soul in sight. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. I hear a distant sound, I see a far-off light. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. The murmuring waters say, there's no time to delay, so hurry on your way, my friend. If you don't get there soon, there may not be a moon to guide you to that happy ending. My heart is riding high, my blues have taken flight. I'm walking by the river, 'cause I'm meeting someone there tonight. Walking by the river, walking by the river.
Oh, Dinah, the way you sing. You know, Harry, Dinah has an indescribable something in her voice. At the Met, they call it vibrato. In Tin Pan Alley, they call it schmaltz. You know
schmaltz.
What?
Oh, Eddie, how you talk.
Well, Harry, I'm quoting. That's exactly what Liberty Magazine says about Dinah this week.
Liberty Magazine?
Yeah, the private life of Dinah Shaw with a picture. Look, Harry, look. Here,
yes.
Look, here it is.
Oh, well, there's your picture here, too, Eddie.
My picture? Why, yeah. I never even noticed it.
Oh, and look here what it says about Dinah. When Dinah was...
Oh, now, Harry, please, don't read it now, please.
Well, look, Eddie, here. Get a load of Dinah's smile in the picture, would you?
Well, Harry, you'll find the reason for that smile on page 3 of the same magazine.
Yeah, but your story begins on page 20. How
three,
could...
Three. Here it is. Look, Eddie, page 3 is all about Ipana toothpaste.
Well, that's what I use for my smile, Harry. Ipana toothpaste.
Well, Dinah, your smile is certainly a sparkling testimonial for Ipana toothpaste. And I hope that all of our friends will remember the importance of Ipana and massage to more attractive smiles. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Ipana toothpaste is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it helps your gums to healthier firmness. And since teeth are more sparkling and smiles are brighter, when gums are healthy and firm, why not follow this simple, healthful routine?
Every time you brush your teeth, massage a little extra Ipana on your gums with your brush or fingertip.
And when you use Ipana toothpaste faithfully, ladies and gentlemen, you're using the toothpaste that dentists prefer for their own personal use, 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice, paste, powder, or liquid, a fact brought to light by a recent national survey. So why not help yourself to a more attractive smile by taking care of your teeth and gums with Ipana toothpaste and massage?
You
You know, Eddie?
What is it, Al?
The story of your life has been told many times, but I think tonight your audience would be interested in hearing some new phases of it.
Yeah.
Let's get Harry Von Zell to set the scene that'll take us back to the days when we were both kids on the Lower East Side of New York.
All right.
It is a hot summer day, way, way back in the year. It is a hot summer day in little old New York.
Hey, Eddie, Eddie. Hey, Stinky.
Oh, hiya, Charlie. Come on down. Come on down.
I can't. I gotta stay home.
Yeah, what you gotta stay home for?
Me mother's gonna play Pinochle. I gotta mark the cards.
Yeah, malarkey. Come on down. Slide down the drain pipe, Charlie.
Okay.
Hey, what are you all dolled up for with a brand new haircut?
What haircut? I didn't get no haircut. Today at school, I got my head caught in a pencil sharpener. Come on, let's go play with Skinny.
No, he don't want to play with us no more, that stuck-up thing. He's too swelled up ever since his old man got a convertible pushcart.
Well, gee, we got to do something. I tell you what, let's burn down a school.
Nah, we can't do that.
Why not?
We did that yesterday.
I got another idea. Can we blow up the gas works?
Nah.
I know what. Let's get a mouse and throw it in the lobby of the YWCA.
Nah, the last time we did that, little Phil Harris ran out screaming.
Gee, we can't do nothing.
Hey, look, there's Fatso smoking them butts again. Hey, Fatso!
Ah, what do you want?
Why don't you stop smoking them cigarette butts? Don't you know it'll stunt your growth?
Ah, Malarkey, it will not stunt my growth.
Okay, you find out, Fiorello.
Hey, Eddie.
What?
Eddie.
What?
There's your girlfriend, Ida Tobias.
Whose girlfriend? I ain't got no girlfriend. I hate her like poison. Hey, Tobias. Hey, Tobias, come on over here, will you?
I'm not talking to you, Eddie Cantor. I don't like the company you choose.
Say, is you casting aspersions at me? Is you?
I'm simply saying...
Wait a minute. I got one more is you.
You sissy. What are you talking to my girls for?
Who's your sissy? I can lick you.
You can. I'm stronger than you in 100 years. I'll show you. We'll each pick up one of these rocks and see who can show it the furthest. One, two, three. There. I hit Schultz's window. What did you hit?
Schultz.
Hey, which one of you hoodlums busted my window?
It was Cantor and Jolson.
Jolson and Cantor.
Cantor and Jolson. Tanner and Jolson. Tanner did it.
No.
Well, that's going to cost you a buck, and if you don't pay it, I'll call a cop.
Oh, don't do that. Eddie has no money. Here, I'll pay for the window. 50, 75, $1.
Okay. I'll beat it, all of you, and stay away from here.
Well, Eddie, aren't you going to tank Ida?
For what? For paying up my debt and embarrassing me like that, I should thank her? I think I'll take a smack out of her. That's what I'll do.
I think you're the worst boy in the whole world. I never want to see you again as long as I live.
Now look what you went and done. She was only trying to be nice to you, Eddie. Gee, and you made her feel bad, too. Look over there, bawling her head off. Don't you think you ought to do something to make her feel good? Don't you?
Yeah. I think I'll marry her.
And so we proceed with the life of Eddie Cantor. It is several years later, and our hero is now a man. We find him approaching his best friend, Al Jolson, for advice.
Eddie, come right in.
Al, you got to help me. Gee, I've got trouble.
Oh, what trouble could you have, boy? It's a great world. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Everything is wonderful.
I'm going to get married.
Oh, brother, you got trouble.
Now, be serious, Al. You got to help me. Since I've known Ida, I can't work. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I don't mind not working and not sleeping, but I'm getting hungry.
Well, don't worry, kid. As long as you made up your mind to get married, I'll help you. I'll show you how to propose. Now, the first thing you do is to get down on one knee.
No, two knees.
No, one knee. One knee is for proposing, two knees for shooting craps.
All right, then. How do I propose?
How do you propose? That's a cinch. Look, You walked up there and say, "Darling, we're entering in the great race of life, the happiness derby. You don't want to see me scratched. And when the judge gives us a word, we'll leave that starting barrier together, and all the way it'll be neck and neck, right up to the finish line."
Wait a minute, I'm marrying Ida, not Man of War. I'll tell you, I better go up there and do the best I can, huh?
Hold on, Eddie. Let me give you this little last bit of advice.
Yes.
This is important, and it's original. You see, it's my own idea, and I tell you what.
Well, tonight's the night. Up this flight of stairs lies my whole future. I gotta ask her tonight. We've been going together for 8 years, and Ida's the only thing in the world I want, the only thing that matters to me. Gosh. An empty bottle. I can go get a nickel on it. I can always get married. No, no. I better go through with it. Well, here goes.
Eddie, what are you doing here so late?
I gotta come and talk to you, Ida. It's important.
You can't come in, Eddie. My father's sleeping.
I won't wake him up. We'll sit on the sofa.
That's where he's sleeping.
Well, let's go out here on the fire escape. Let me help you through the window.
All right.
There you are.
Well, Eddie, what did you want to talk to me about?
You know, Ida, in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love.
Why, Eddie... Eddie, that's Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? I'll kill that Jolson. He told me he made it up. Just wait till I get home.
Eddie, it's getting late.
Wait a minute, Ida. I'll tell you. Ida Tobias, of all the girls I have ever gone out with, you are the only girl that I've gone out with that I've loved of all the girls that I've gone out with alone, together, I think.
What are you trying to say, Eddie?
I'll come right to the point, Ida. There comes a time in every man's life when the time is ripe to tell a girl that this is the time, when the time is ripe. What time is it, Ida?
10:15.
I think I'll go home.
Eddie, if you're trying to propose to me, I'm afraid you'll have to go in and speak to my father first.
Oh. Maybe we better postpone it for a couple of years?
Don't be afraid, Eddie. He's got his shoes off.
Ida, before I see your father, I've got a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm.
Stick out your engagement finger.
Yeah.
There. How do you like it?
Oh, Eddie, it's beautiful.
Isn't it, though? See, it's even got a hole on the top for a stone.
Now we find the newlyweds about to enter their first apartment in the Bronx. Ida, the pretty bride, and Eddie, the puny groom. So puny is he that Ida has to carry him across the threshold.
Well, Ida, this is it. There's the dining room where we eat. That's the living room where we sit around and talk. There's the kitchen where you can prepare your meals. And that's the bedroom where we sleep. How do you like the apartment?
It's a lovely room.
Say, Eddie, that must have been some apartment.
Well, of course, Harry. There were no modern improvements.
No steam heat.
No electricity.
No telephone.
No wonder. No Don Amici.
No radio.
No radio. No radio? Calamity. Catastrophe. No radio?
What's the matter?
Harry Von Zell, if they had no radio, how did people know about Sal Hepatica?
Oh, how did they know about Sal Hepatica? Well, Eddie, one person told another what a good laxative Sal Hepatica is. As a matter of fact, they still do, but radio naturally does it a lot more quickly. Which means a lot of more people benefit by knowing how much faster Sal Hepatica can help them feel better. For it's good to know, ladies and gentlemen, that whenever you need a laxative, speedy Sal Hepatica brings gentle relief usually within an hour. That means that you don't have to wait till night to take it, so it's not necessary to go through the day feeling miserable. And keep in mind, too, Sal Hepatica's added advantage.
Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist's tomorrow. And whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. Say, Eddie.
Yep.
getting back to that first apartment you and I had.
Yes, Harry, it wasn't so bad. It was one of those apartments where the bed comes out of the wall, and the wall comes with it, you know what I mean? But one day, about a year later, I had finished working and was just about to come into the house when I discovered Ida had a big surprise for me. So we moved to a larger apartment. The added expense, the lack of steady work, all took their toll. And when things looked pretty black, I dropped them that night backstage at the Winter Garden where Al Jolson was playing. He was just finishing his number.
All the world am sad and weary, everywhere I roam. Oh, dark is how my heart grows weary.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just dropped in to see you. Gee, what applause. Alice, no wonder they're all saying you're the world's greatest entertainer.
Oh, never mind me. How are you doing, Eddie?
Oh, wonderful, Al. I just finished the Poli time. I got 10 weeks booked for Proctor. Then I got 40 weeks on the opium time without a layoff. I'm doing great.
How much do you need, Eddie?
$10. Only till tomorrow, Al. I couldn't get to the bank today. I was so busy. I'll give you this 10 back the first thing in the morning. The first thing in the morning, I'll give you the...
Well, Eddie, that was 25 years ago. At least give me back $5. $2, a buck and a quarter. A tube of Ipana.
Yes, it's funny now, Al. But it was pretty sad in those days. Even our friends wouldn't come to visit us. But there was one visitor who always seemed to turn up when things looked blackest.
One day, a few months later...
Eddie, don't be discouraged. Someday you'll be famous and you'll laugh at all the troubles we have now.
Gosh, I'm sorry I ever complained. When you talk like that, you make me ashamed of myself. Ashamed that I lose my courage. Come on, Ida. Tonight is our third anniversary. I haven't forgotten. We're going to go out and have a great time. We'll go to Rector's. We'll drink champagne. We'll make a night of it. This is our night. Well, here's luck, Ida.
Eddie, I still want to know where you got the money.
Oh, you keep talking about... Will you drink your champagne? What's the matter? You should be happy.
Well, I would be if I hadn't...
If you hadn't what?
If I hadn't lost my bracelet this morning.
Ida, your bracelet isn't lost. We're drinking it. Well, after that, Harry Von Zell, my big break finally came. I met Mr. Ziegfeld, and heaven itself smiled down on me. I was on my way with the Follies, Kid Boots, Whoopi, and then...
Look, Eddie, explain something. You're telling the story of your life, and all I hear is baby music.
That's the story of my life. Yes, sir. And I'll never forget that day. The last time I rushed over to the hospital, I opened the door. Ida.
Eddie, it's a boy.
Huh?
Eddie, you're a grandfather.
Oh, you're scared of a grandfather. Gosh, I don't feel like a grandfather, Ida. Do you?
Of course not. I don't feel a bit older, Eddie. And you know, there's something wonderful about having a grandson. It gives you such a lovely feeling. It's nice to know that after you've gone, even if nobody knows you were here,
You've left your calling card.
Eddie, I know that Ida is no philosopher, but that is one of the most human things I've ever heard. You've got a great gal, and I'd like to pay my tribute to your missus in the language I know best. Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come on out in the silvery moonlight of love, I'll whisper so soft and low, soft and low. Seems though can't live without you. Listen, my honeydew, dilly-doo, oh, Ida, I idolize you. Because I love ya, Ida, if I do. You know, folks, the name Ida, that's more than just the name of Eddie's wife. It's something that stands for happiness. Yes, sir. A symbol of a successful married life. They've come a long way together, those two, since those days down on Old Henry Street. But to him, she's still just as sweet, and her glance when they meet makes his heart skip a beat. Of course, a heart like Eddie's wants to save a beat every chance it gets.
Oh, go away, will you?
You know, I never got to meet Ida. That is, in those early days of their romance. You see, I had to stay home all alone by myself, because Tanner always borrowed my pants.
Who needs them, man?
But their love is deep as the ocean. Their hearts are filled with devotion. They equal the record of Mr. Dione, except in slow motion. It's no wonder, Ida, Daddy says I love ya. Indeed I do.
Oh, the
ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Al Jolson for his graciousness in appearing here tonight and for turning over his check to Bundles for Britain. Yes?
Eddie, there's someone here to see you.
Why, who?
Here he is, Mr. Lee Bristol.
Well, what does he want? Lee? Why, he's my boss. How are you, Lee Bristol? I'm working for this guy.
Fine, thank you, Eddie. On behalf of our company, I want to extend our congratulations to you and Mrs. Cantor on your 27th anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
And Eddie?
Yeah?
Since you're reliving your youth through your grandson, I'd like you to have this movie camera to record the progress and the development of your calling card.
Well, thank you, Lee Bristol. One way of getting back in pictures, I'll make my own.
Eddie, I also brought a friend here who well echoes my sentiments.
A friend? Who? Why, what does he want to say?
How do you do?
The man Bristol. Mr. Bristol, he? He is your friend?
Well, I think he's very amusing.
How dare you? You sponsor you?
Russian, tell me, what is it that you wanted to say to me?
Just this, Eddie Kemper.
Yes?
Razditchik paskudnik gibernya radivke. Incognito.
Yes, and what does that mean?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Schleit allein.
Yes, tell me.
This is...
I want you to tell me, but tell me truthfully, this is what?
I'm going to tell you the whole thing.
Yes, this...
But you've got to be very patient.
I am patient.
Take your time.
All right.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.